Megan Farber. Would you like to hear a song from Jefferson Airplane? Let's reach back at the serialistic pillow.
Thank you.
song, Bill. Boy, so many decades. So grateful to be alive. Remember the 80s? Alright. We're gonna try to remember the 80s right now. Everybody on the drums, Donnie Baldwin. He played and sang on all the great hits of Starship. A lot of people know that Donnie's a badass drummer, but a lot of people don't know that he's also an amazing singer, and he sings all the high harmonies in the band. Isn't that right, Donnie?
Thank you. give it up on the guitar, Jude Gold. Jude is an extraordinary guitar player. He's going to do a piece right now. This was written by Jorma Kaukonen, performed on the Jefferson Airplane album, It's a Realistic Pillow. It's called Embryonic Journey. And Jude has made it his own and brought it into the future. So please give it up for Jude's Embryonic Journey. Thank you.
Thank you.
time warp. There's definitely a time warp going on right now. I want to let you all know that out there in the lobby on your way outside, we've got some t-shirts and other items for your purchasing pleasure. And after you buy them, we're going to come out and we're going to sign them. We're going to hug you and kiss you. Probably not with Tom, but maybe. I don't know. Anyway, let's give it up one more time for the members of the group. On the lead guitar, he's coming up on his 7-year anniversary with Jefferson Starship, the Incredible Jubal! On the keyboards. And the bass on the keyboards. The incredible, the ambidextrous. 20 years of Jefferson Starship, Chris
Achievement Award by the Academy, the Recording Academy. When it came time for the performance on the television show, Grace Slick no longer sings. She hasn't sung in maybe 30 years, practically. Okay, maybe two. Not since the 90s. Has she even sung in public? Who was going to sing with the band on the telecast? The Recording Academy was looking for all the upcoming artists, all the big stars they could find anywhere. Grace put a stop to that. She said, wait a minute. There's only one person that can sing with this band. And her name is Kathy Richardson, everybody.
Let me tell you about this guy right here. He's the original. He came from the 60s. Yeah. He was a young man and he read Jack Kerouac and he hitchhiked to San Francisco and he became a beatnik. Yeah, he went to the coffee houses in San Francisco and started singing and playing folk songs in the coffee houses with people like Jerry Garcia, Norma Kalkinen, Paul Kantner. He told Janis Joplin that she should move to San Francisco to become a singer, and she did.